I propose to read the Prajna Paramita from the book called Tibetan Yoga and Secret Doctrine, and establish, if possible, a certain correlation between the conception of the voidness, or shunyata, and consciousness without an object. Reading from the text, it runs as follows. The path of the transcendental wisdom, the yoga of the voidness, the obeisance. Obeisance to the conquerors, the transcendental wisdom. The Sanskrit and Tibetan title. In the language of India, the conquerors, the essence of the transcendental wisdom, is written Bhagavati Prajna Paramita Hridaya. And in the language of Tibet, I simply will not attempt it. It is one section, the question of Sariputra. Thus have I heard, once upon a time, the conqueror, amidst the great congregation of the Sangha, composed of bhikshus and bodhisattvas, on the vulture's peak in Rajgriha, was sitting immersed in that samadhi called the profound illumination. And at the same time, the Bodhisattva, the great being, Arya Avalokiteshvara, sat meditating upon the deep doctrine of the Prajna Paramita, that the five aggregates are of the nature of the voidness. But in our terms, we could say that all the parts of the organization of the human being, and as well, all objects before our relative consciousness, are composed of solely that pure consciousness without an object, which seems like voidness because it has no non-conscious substance. Thereupon, inspired by the power of the Buddha, the venerable Sariputra addressed the Bodhisattva, the great being, Arya Avalokiteshvara, thus: how may any nobly born one, desirous of practicing the profound teachings of the Prajna Paramita, comprehend them? And here note that nobly born one has no reference to the hierarchy of class and caste that is considered in the world. It is consists of those who are oriented to the realization. Returning to the text, the reply by Avalokiteshvara. Upon this being asked, the Bodhisattva, the great being, Arya Avalokiteshvara, made reply and spake thus to the son of Sariputra: Sariputra, any nobly born one, spiritual son or daughter, desirous of practicing the profound teachings of the Prajnaparamita, should comprehend them in the following manner. The five aggregates are to be comprehended as being naturally and wholly voidness. Or, in our words, naturally composed of the substance of consciousness without an object and of nothing else. Forms are voidness and voidness are forms, nor are forms and voidness separable, or forms other than voidness. Thus, there is the vast sea of pure consciousness without an object, which supports within itself all forms. In other words, all worlds, all suns, all stars, all galaxies, all space, and all time, and all mountains, all trees, all the physical environment, all structures built by man, all appearances of animals and living things, all persons, in a word, all that seems to be, is but of the substance and nature of pure consciousness without an object, which to the unillumined consciousness seems like voidness. In the same way, perception, feeling, volition, and consciousness are voidness, or in other words, the diverse functions of our psychic nature involving perception and feeling and volition and relative consciousness, meaning the consciousness of a self cognizing a world about, all of this is of the nature of pure consciousness without an object. Returning to the text, thus, Shariputra, are all things voidness, without characteristics, unborn, unimpeded, unsullied, unsullyable, unsubtracted, unfilled. This is, in other words, their ultimate nature. They are of that pure, unborn, unimpeded, unsullied, and unsullyable, unsubtracted, and unfilled, pure consciousness without an object. Sariputra, such being so, voidness, or consciousness without an object, hath no form, no perception, no feeling, no volition, no relative consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no quality. Where there is no eye, there is no desire, and so on too, there is no relative consciousness of desire. There is no ignorance. There is no overcoming of ignorance. And so on to, there is no decay and no death. And to, there is no overcoming of decay and death. In the same way, there is no sorrow, there is no evil, there is no taking away, there is no path, there is no wisdom, nor any attaining, nor not attaining. Sariputra, such being so, for even the bodhisattvas have nothing which is to be attained. By relying upon the Prajnaparamita and abiding in it, there is no mental obscuration of the truth, and therefore no fear. And passing far beyond erroneous paths or doctrines, one successfully attaineth nirvana. All the Buddhas too, who abide in the three times, have attained the highest, the purest, and the most perfect Buddhahood by depending upon this Prajnaparamita. The mantra of the Prajnaparamita. Such being so, mantra of the Prajnaparamita, the mantra of the great logic, the highest mantra, the mantra which maketh one to equal that which cannot be equaled, the mantra which assuageth all sorrow, and which, not being false, is known to be true. The mantra of the Prajnaparamita is now uttered. Tadyatha gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhi svaha. O wisdom, departed, departed, departed to the other shore, disembarked on the other shore, svaha. Sariputra, a bodhisattva, a great being, should comprehend the Prajnaparamita in that manner. The Buddha's approval. Then the conqueror arose out of the samadhi, and to the bodhisattva, the great being, Arya Avalokiteshvara, said, "Well done. Well done, well done." And having thus expressed approval, he added, "That is so, O nobly born one, that is so. Even as thou hast shown, the profound Prajnaparamita should be comprehended. The Tathagatas too are satisfied therewith." The conqueror, thus having given utterance to his command, the venerable Sharidevati's son, and the bodhisattva, the great being, Arya Avalokiteshvara, and all beings there assembled, devas, men, asuras, gandharvas, and the whole world were gladdened and praised the words of the conqueror. This completeth the essence of the wondrous transcendental wisdom. So be it.